certain events and things going on, don't they? You know, I don't know where that came from. You ever heard that before, parents? You see?
Yeah.
I don't know who did it. You see, again, they put those things together, involvement, knowledge. I don't know what happened. It wasn't me. You see? We get real, real good. Yeah, some of you know that, don't you? You see? They also sometimes deny their connections. Okay? I've never seen that person before in my life. I don't know who that is. You see? We get really, really good at denying those kinds of things in our lives, but very rarely will people really deny themselves. Okay? We like to make sure we have all the food that we want to eat, right? In any way, shape, or form that we can have it. We like to have our cars, you see, and the newer and the shinier and the brighter and all, then the happier that we are with it. What about our homes? We're not going to deny ourselves, you know, a nice place to live and so forth. And then, of course, we certainly are not going to deny ourselves of all the money that we can gather in our lifetime, right? Because that's what we do, is we're seeking to have all of those kinds of things. But here's the real question that we need to focus on this morning. What did Jesus really mean when he said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself? What was his intent on that? You see, how are we to really understand what Jesus was saying when he said we must deny ourselves? Because you see, it wasn't about us denying ourselves a few things here and there. Look at the text in Luke chapter 5. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. You see, when Jesus talks about denying self, he's talking about us leaving everything behind. Just like his disciples did when he called them. They left everything. Their boats, their nets, everything. And they followed after him. We need to get out of here. Now, I don't mean out of here, this room. I mean, we need to get out of here. See? Because we talked a little bit about this in our Bible class this morning. What God wants more than anything is our heart. And the reality is that there's no room, there's not enough room in our heart for him and us. So we truly need to get out of here, you see? The reality is we really don't mind denying ourselves of something for a time, do we? You see? I mean, think about it this way. You know, I don't have to have that new outfit, that new dress or whatever right now, that new suit. I can wait for a while. And we consider that oftentimes the idea of denying ourselves, okay? I just won't get it for me now, you see? Or what about those chocolates or those treats or what have you? No, I don't need any of that right now. I'm going to deny myself that right now. And we're typically really good about doing that kind of a thing. But that's not what Jesus is talking about when he tells us to deny ourselves. When Jesus refers to denying ourselves, he's talking about refusing to acknowledge our very own existence. Now let that sink in for just a moment. Denying ourselves from Jesus' perspective is to deny to acknowledge your very own existence. You do not exist. The Greek word that Jesus uses there is the word arnaomai. And that word is the same word that is used of Peter's denial of Jesus. You remember that occasion when Peter on three different times said, I don't know the man.
Right.
You see? And so when Jesus is saying to you, and he's saying to me, if you want to follow me, then you've got to say to yourself, I don't know you. say, I don't know me. That's what he's calling upon us to do. Would somebody look at you and point a finger at you and say, I know who you are, and how would you respond to that? Say, no, you don't know me unless you know my Jesus. Well, here's a question for us to consider. How do we really truly deny ourselves in a me culture? Because think about it, that's really the kind of culture that we live in, isn't it? It's a culture that is really focuses all about me. Life is all about me. It's all about making me happy. It's all about what I want in life. That's the culture that we live in. That's what the world tells us, you see. I don't know if any of you were there yesterday, but yesterday morning I went over to the mall area. I had to go to Sam's Club. And as I was driving around the section there where Penny's is, and I think it's Penny, no, it's the other side of the mall. Anyway, it's one of the entrances to the mall over there. As I was coming around through there, there was a line. Okay, now the mall was not open yet. Okay, this was about 6:45 in the morning. There was a line. Now, when I say a line, okay, I'm talking about a line. If you've been over to the mall, that I could very clearly see the line from the road that goes out on the outside part there all the way over to the entrance, and it went from the doors all the way around to the other end. People waiting to get into the mall. I don't know what they were giving away yesterday. You see? But there were people lined up in order to get their stuff. Okay? Why? Because the world is pushing a culture that says life is all about me. It's self-indulgence. You see, self-indulgence has become the god of our modern world that we live in. We worship self-indulgence. Because the world is saying, it's all about me. And Jesus tells us, we've got to deny ourselves. Okay? How do we do that? How do we overcome that me culture and really be able to deny ourselves the way Jesus is calling us? We've got to realize that we don't belong, first of all, to the world, and we don't belong to ourselves. Those two things. If you don't accept that, if you don't come to that point, then you're just going to be caught up in the me society that we live in. But we've got to understand and know from the heart that we don't belong to this world, so therefore we can't live by the world's standards.
Amen.
And we don't belong to ourselves, so therefore we can't focus on what we want. But instead, focus on what God wants from us. Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. For you died, and your life, look at it, is hidden with Christ in God. You say, did you get that? Your life is hidden. It's out of here if you belong to Jesus Christ. Your life is hidden. But when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. You see, we've got to be hidden in Christ. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Okay? Again, we've got to understand and recognize we don't belong to the world. And when we don't belong to ourselves. Our life is not our own.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to us if we are truly followers of Jesus. It belongs to Him. But you see, you need to understand this is an all or nothing proposition. Okay? It's an all or nothing thing. You cannot follow Jesus unless you leave the path of yourself. That's why Jesus told the woman that was brought to him who'd been caught in adultery, John chapter 8, that's why he told her, neither do I condemn you, now leave your life of sin. You see, we can't keep living on the same path we've been living on and still follow Jesus. Because he calls us to a different life. Fans want to just follow Jesus but still live for themselves. They want to give him a piece of the pie. You say, here, I'll be real generous. I'll give you this big piece of the pie, Jesus. But the reality is, when Jesus says, deny yourself, he says, I want the whole pie. Not just a piece of it to kind of satisfy. The question that becomes is, what kind of access do you give to Jesus in your life? Do you give him unlimited or limited access? In other words, do you put the welcome mat out for Jesus and say, here's my life, Lord, come in and you have full access to everything within my life? Or are there certain areas of your life that you have denied access to Jesus? It's okay, Lord, for you to come here, but not over here. You say, I'm willing to follow you in these parts of my life, but not in other parts of my life. You see, the parts of our life that we won't disown in our own life